Hello, beautiful people. It's me, Joey B, from the Plant Passion Podcast. Today is episode number 5 of the Plant Rant series, and we're going to be talking about a plant that I sell at University Greens called the Red Mistletoe Cactus. Its botanical name is Ripsalis bassifera, and the Ripsalis species as a whole is by far one of my favorite plant species ever. They are some of the easiest plants to care for and will survive in almost any environment, such as shady apartments or shady dorms. As the name of the red mistletoe cactus suggests, this amazing plant is technically a cacti, but it does not behave as many other cacti do. It is an epiphytic plant, which means that it is found growing attached to trees, usually in the canopies, but it could be closer to the understory level as well. Typically, this plant is found in nature in tropical areas such as Mexico, Florida, and Brazil. Since it spends its life high in the treetops, covered by the branches and leaves of the trees, this plant does not have a very large light requirement, and it actually prefers to be in shadier areas. This plant has pencil-like, greenish or yellowy, succulent stems. Of this plant will darken to a deep red or maroon color during the summer months when it has more sunlight. At its maximum size, this plant will send those succulent stems down about 5 to 6 feet, and surprisingly, the stems of this plant will produce and become covered in creamy white flowers that eventually make way for pink fruits, which carry the seeds of this plant. As far as the requirements go for growing a plant such as this, this plant is hardy in USDA zones 9 through 10, but is perfectly designed to thrive inside of shady, warm apartments, dorms, or houses. This plant is not particular, as I mentioned, to the sunlight exposure, and if you are a person that does not have a west-facing window that is being exposed to sunlight all the time, this is a perfect plant for you, as you would not have to worry about it so much. This plant can be mounted on a piece of bark, such as an orchid, or potted with a cactus mix, or you could even use regular potting soil, so long as you were sure not to make sure that it got too much water, and you were to add a bit of sand or other gritty material to that potting mix as well. It requires at least a minimum of 60 degrees Fahrenheit and can handle warmer temperatures, but not much colder than 60 degrees Fahrenheit. This also applies to window areas. If you have this plant near a window and it is winter months, you definitely want to make sure that you could move it to somewhere that it would be warmer. As far as the growing and the care of this plant, it is one of the easiest to grow from cuttings, as the seeds typically take a very long time to reach a good size, and the seeds are very particular to the light as well as the moisture levels, and it has been noted to be very difficult to successfully get those seeds going. And as with other succulent type plants, cuttings can be taken of desired size and shape from a mother plant, and once the cuttings are severed from the main plant, then you would leave the ends to callus over for a couple of days, and once the end has been calloused, you could place that into either cacti mix or that potting mixture that we talked about before, and rooting of the cuttings will occur in about 2 to 6 weeks. As far as the care goes, it is recommended to place rock under a potted plant as this will allow for an increase in the ambient humidity surrounding the plant. And if you are already in an area that is very humid, or your apartment or dorm or house is already humid, then you would not have to worry about this. The most important aspects to this plant's success is moderate light and some moisture. It does not require any other sort of necessities, or you wouldn't have to get a plant light or anything like that. It's very, very easy to take care of, and it is recommended to fertilize with a half dilution of cactus food about once a month throughout the months of April to September. This fertilizing is not necessary, but it will encourage quick growth, and it will help to ensure flowers are produced on this plant. As far as the watering goes, throughout spring and summer, this plant requires moderate to light watering, and throughout the winter months, this plant requires almost no water. Throughout this entire winter, I think I've only watered my red cactus Ripsalis, I think, two times. These plants are not very needy at all, and it makes a perfect plant for anybody who does not necessarily have a lot of experience with growing plants, and or somebody who does have experience but wants something for a shadier spot of their house or apartment or dorm, or just to have an interesting plant that requires almost no care. That pretty much wraps up all of the care requirements, as well as general information about the red mistletoe Ripsalis. And as I mentioned before, this is by far one of my favorite plant species. The Ripsalis species are quite varied and come in many sizes, shapes, and even colors. If you would like to find out more information about some of these plants, or would you like to see which ones I carry, be sure to first share this podcast to any and all of your plant people friends. Second, check out the University Green social media pages and websites that will be linked down below. And finally, keep growing in your own way and personal fashion. All you'll need to succeed is lots of plant passion.